The all new beat, beat. The all new beat, beat. The
all new
beat, beat. The all new K105.3 Hollywood beat with Mallory.
Check it out.
What's going on
this
in Hollywood?
Is interesting.
Kid? What do you got?
We're going to talk more about Roseanne.
Okay. That's on the way.
So her ex, Tom Arnold.
I have audio on this, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I should just let you play the audio.
Well, he was with Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yes.
Anderson Cooper on CNN, and he said that...
she wanted this to happen?
Well, that she suffers from mental issues.
This
here we
monkey
go.
Thing is something she's tweeted before about black people. Why is it okay? It's a meme that she and thousands of her alt-right fans do. They love calling black people monkeys. It's not a one-time joke, okay? They do it because we have a white trash racist president. That's a fact.
He goes on.
And she's having mental health issues right now, and I'm sure that's part of this. It doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to cancel the show.
You told the Hollywood Reporter today that Roseanne, in your view, may have wanted the show to be canceled.
100%.
There you are.
Oh, no.
So there's a controversial
guy. She's coming
guy
at him
right
like
there.
A spider.
That's us, dude.
Yeah, no, it's sad to listen to all of this.
Okay, so this is what we know right now. Okay, so
okay.
The original Roseanne ran for 9 seasons,
yes.
And the reboot made it 10 episodes before getting the boot.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we know. So John Goodman, Lori Metcalf, and Sarah Gilbert, they signed a contract for another 13 episodes, okay? So they're going to get paid either way. So there's this huge talk about maybe doing the show without Roseanne. You brought this up yesterday.
Yeah, do it without Roseanne.
Well, here's the problem with that. Roseanne was created by Roseanne Barr.
So you changed the name to the Connors.
Well, my point is, she's going to make money off of this. She's never going to be hurting because if you continue with the Connors,
mm-hmm.
It's still her show. She's still going to be making money off of it. Now,
they approached John Goodman.
Yeah. And so another reason they're kind of... Do we go, you know, do we pay Goodman? Do we pay, you know, Lori Metcalf and Sarah mm-hmm. Gilbert, and we pay them and just sweep everything under the rug and just let it fade away into the sunset, okay? Well, here's where they're going to hurt themselves. ABC, they brought in $45 million in advertising.
Yes.
Okay? So when they were going to go on with the show, they were looking at $60 million for the next season. So that's a lot of money in advertising to just say goodbye to. So
I am not saying this hindsight. I've thought it the entire time. I thought there was a very strong cast of actors there, Lori Metcalf and John Goodman in particular.
Yeah.
Wonderful actors.
Yeah.
I thought that Sarah Gilbert.
Oh, I think she's amazing.
I don't think she's all that wonderful of an actress.
Really?
No, I think everything seemed contrived with her, as if she was reading a script.
Really?
And then, of course, Becky, the oldest daughter, and I never remember her name. I just don't think she's all that great of an actress to begin with.
And that's the original one. You're talking about the original one?
Yes.
Okay.
But Roseanne didn't seem all that comfortable. It seemed like she was delivering lines, too. But anyway, they caught up with John Goodman.
Yeah, yeah.
They caught up with John Goodman, the paparazzi, and they asked him about the whole situation. He finally broke his silence. Here's what we've got.
It's not that I disrespect you guys. I would rather say nothing than to cause more trouble here.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's pretty classy right there. I would rather say nothing than to cause more trouble.
Smart man.
Very smart man. Very smart man.
No comments at all about any Twitter or anything?
No, I don't know anything about it. I don't read it.
That's cool.
I don't read it.
I don't. Does he even have a Twitter account?
I'm going to have to look. The thing with John Goodman is I respect him because he's got this paparazzi. They're going to swarm him.
Yeah.
And the first thing he says is, it's not that I disrespect you guys.
Yeah.
Okay?
I get your job.
I appreciate what it is that you have to do. But I don't want to say anything because I don't want to cause anybody any trouble. Well, what about the Twitter? I don't read it, so I don't have any comment.
Well,
he goes on.
There were some stories about maybe that you might not get an Emmy because of this.
Well, I wasn't going to get an Emmy anyway.
Really?
I've been up there 12 times already, and if I don't get one by now, I'm not going to get one.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
John Goodman. You had one more story.
I just...
On T-Swizzle.
Oh, yeah, just real quick, I just wanted to tell you that Taylor Swift had to fire her close friend, backup dancer, Kim Tashi Davison, after confronting him about a series of Instagram stories that he posted. So he posted some memes to his account mocking the Australian women's soccer team and insisting that the members needed to return to the kitchen.
Oh.
So she confronted him. And they are, I mean, I'm not just saying they're close just to make that up. They are close friends. She hired him back in 2014. She gave him thousands of dollars to donate to a sick nephew that he had who passed away of cancer. And she said she couldn't, she didn't want to, but she thought he knew better with the whole Me Too movement.
Just dumb.
And
that's just dumb,
yeah,
kids.
I know. And that is your beat. Thank you very much, Scott. It's brought to you by Peterson Jewelers. Forget the rest.
Forgotten.
Shop at the best. For the best jewelry and diamonds, head to Peterson Jewelers. Voted number one, Jackson Magazine 2016.